Don't you have to question everything? I mean, seriously, haven't you come far enough now, just in the 2 hours that you've been listening to me and Justin talk about this? Haven't we come far enough now, just in this conversation, where you have to question everything? I think we have. And if that's the case, then we've done our job here, you know? Now it's up to you to take the ball and run with it, you know? Do your own investigation. Don't buy what I'm saying. Go see if I'm telling the truth. I challenge you. I challenge you to take any video I show you. They're all in the 9/11 archives. They're still up online, guys. They're all there. You can still go and access all these videos online. Usually in the archives, they're saved in segments. Some archives do like a half hour, some do like 10-minute segments. So when you, I mean, we know what time the planes hit. So if you want to check the plane videos and see if those were actually aired on TV, you will find that, guess what? Those were actually aired on TV. That's what they showed. I didn't doctor anything. I didn't show you anything they didn't show you. Yeah, like Stephanie said, you definitely have to question everything. The rabbit hole doesn't stop just at the first truth you find. And that's so true. And I know that goes for Stephanie too. I know right away Stephanie didn't know that the victims were fake, or maybe didn't believe it right away. And I really had to pound it into the group a little bit, you know? And, you know, everybody was willing to look and work together. And that's what we do in our group. So anybody that's not a member of our Facebook group, or if you just joined, it's a great place to be. I'm telling you. And I'm not just saying that because I set it up or because it's named after my website. No. It's a great place to be. And everybody really, every time any of these events happen, whether it's, you know, whether it's 9/11, 7/7, or, you know, anything like that, a shooting, something local that's made the major news, anything. We all dig in together, and we all look at, you know, some of the same things, some different things. So we'll, you know, well, hey, I saw this, or well, I saw this, well, let me see. Oh, put the link here for us to see, and we'll all share everything. And you know, it's really come, it's come a long way. We only got like 150 people or whatever, but we got 150 people that are all willing to admit that they were wrong. And that are all willing to put some time in and some research. There's not really any arguing that goes on. If somebody, you know, proves me wrong, then you prove me wrong. I want to be right. I don't want to be the supreme master of the website. You know what I mean? I just want to get the information out. And I'm glad that I was able to set up something where, you know, you guys can come on here and hear us. You guys can look at our images. I'm sorry the Skype isn't working properly tonight, guys. And I will tell you, it does work almost all the time, perfectly. And you guys can call in. I've never really had this problem that we're having tonight. Like I said again, though, anybody out there that does have Skype, if you have Skype and you want to call into the show, just put your Skype name in the chat and tell me you're trying to get on the show. And I will add you to the contacts and I will call you. But I cannot dial phone numbers from the Skype right now. That's the one thing I can't do, which normally isn't a problem because the phone numbers, I just tell them to call me. But that's not, you know, that's not what's going to happen. Tonight it looks like. We'll, after the next break, we'll give it another shot, you know. But what else did I want to put up real quick? Oh yeah, I want to put up a couple more victim picks real quick. Justin, you got anything you wanna say while I doing that real quick?
No, nothing really. Trying to think as far as 9/11 goes. I'm actually still. I'm trying to just think of any other peculiar, you know, peculiar evidence that we've forgotten about or whatever. Shit. Sorry for that.
It's okay. It's okay. Anyways, I want to get to let's get to the Facebook page for a minute because Foolish Philosopher, I want to thank you, Foolish. Foolish Philosopher has been trying to call into the show. He hasn't been able to get through, but what he's done is he's done some nice work here. He's put some pictures up of airplanes that actually did hit buildings, but you know, not on 9/11, just on other days, like other airplanes that have hit buildings. And you can see that the planes all crush up. Most cases, they don't even really seem to pierce the buildings, you know. But the plane gets all crushed up, like you would. It's just common sense. I mean, how can the plane not get crushed up? And if it doesn't get crushed up, well, then the plane's strong in the building, and the plane goes through the building, and the building breaks apart, right? Or they both break apart. It's got to be a combination of the two, or just one of them. It can't be neither. It can't be neither. It can't go through and nothing break off, guys. I mean, it's just common sense. You would just think that people would know that, you know. And a lot of people have never been shown this, so those people, you know, don't take it hard on them. They've just never been shown. They've seen all the disinformation that you've seen. And now that you know, and if you are a serious researcher or a serious truther or whatever you want to call it, you know, you can't, you know, you can't just sit on the information and not show them. And you got to explain it to people, kind of like we did. Kind of ease them into it a little bit, you know. Show them some evidence right away. Right off the bat, I tried to get you guys those pictures up of the planes halfway in the building, because those are just so obvious. They're just obvious enough, at least, to make you open your mind and be like, what the fuck is going on here, you know? And I don't mean to swear again, guys, but you know what? They lied to us about 9/11. I can say fuck. How's that? What the fuck?
Fuck shit, cunt.
Yeah, we're pretty aggravated about this, honestly. And, you know, this isn't easy work, guys. This is stressful. This is definitely stressful. I've had to take breaks. You know, I've been doing this. Justin's been doing this a lot longer. We can get into his little background on him in a minute. But for me, I've only been doing this about 2 years now. Probably coming up on 2 years, or it might be just about 2 years, I think. You know, maybe the end of this month will be like 2 years, okay? And I've taken a break two or three times where I've had to take a week off, or, you know, even just this week we had a little fun. We set up a music group and a video game group, and for the last 2 days we were just talking about that. And even though I don't play games anymore because I don't have time because I'm always researching, I still listen to music. I would think most people do. It was a nice little break for my mind because I just, you know, it does get stressful. But you can't ignore it, and you can't just put it to the side forever. If you know this information, it's your responsibility to show other people. I'm sorry, it is. And you know which people, you know, I try to show everybody, you know. Now, for the most part, if people, you know, you're going to have some opposition on this. You are. And you're going to have people that are going to piss you off because they're not even going to look at it. But you got to try. You never know until you try either. I've had some people that were hitting me up yesterday in the chat. It was funny because I'll say last night. It was last night going into this morning. And there were so many people hitting me up asking me about 9/11 that I had to talk to. And I love talking to people about it. And I love when they ask questions. I didn't even go to bed last night. I stayed up until noontime. And then I went to sleep for 4 hours. I took like a 4-hour nap. And then I got back at it. Just because, I mean, it's just, because I was pleasantly surprised at the people that were asking me. There were people that I didn't know would come this deep down. There was an old friend of mine. Ed, if you're listening, I don't know if you are, an old friend of mine from Jesus, when I was like, you know, 19 years old. I'm 34 now, so it's like 15 years ago was the last time I hung out with this guy, you know? And he sees me on Facebook, you know, I don't know if he thought I was crazy or whatever at first. I don't think he did, because he seems like he has a really open mind. I think he was in the military for a little bit, so I think he knows some of the lies and bullshit that goes on with all of that, you know? Man, he just was getting it. He was like, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? He was asking me about the fake shootings. As I'm about to tell him about the Batman witnesses, and he's like, yeah, well, those witnesses didn't even show any emotion. And you got the one guy laughing about it, he's telling me, and you got the other lady that says the bullet. I'm like, wow, you know that? I'm like, I'm surprised, man. That's awesome, you know? And I couldn't stop talking to him and telling him stuff, you know? And you'll find that. You know, for every five people that shoot you down, if one person, you know, accepts what you're saying and they start to dig, it's such a rewarding feeling. It really, really is a rewarding, rewarding feeling. Justin, can you check the chat and see if there's any questions that I need to answer in the last, like, sure, 5 or 10 minutes? Because I just been doing the Facebook thing. And what I'm going to do is, while you do that, I'm gonna upload a few more pictures. And we'll take a quick break in about 2 minutes. And we'll come back and we'll get into the victims a little more. But before I go on the break, guys, what I'm going to do for you, I'm not even going to label all these. That's just going to take me too long. I'm just going to upload them. You guys know what they are. They're two pictures of the same person, and they're really just the same picture photoshopped, and they either change the clothes, change the background, or threw an arm around them.
Nothing really as far as what we're going on. Just the only thing is, I don't know, I see Michael posted something, and right away the alarms go off in my head. It's from Benjamin Fulford. I really have problems believing anything that comes from that guy. You know, so, I mean, I don't know. That's just
the guy
my
that talks
opinion.
About the friggin' crazy ninjas running around and shit, right?
Yes. He's been spouting some of this stuff for a few years. I believe he's controlled opposition. He's out there to make you think that you know, that there's all this resistance going on and whatnot, and yet, you know, I have yet to see any of it. You know, I don't know. That's my opinion of it. I just feel he's full of shit. I feel like him, David Wilcock, and
I don't trust that guy at all.
You know, I put them just like one level above the social foul types.
Yeah,
and Jones, yeah. Seriously.
For everybody that's looking at the Facebook page, or if you're not, go to it. Go to the Real News Online page, and I'll throw the link again. I'll throw it in the chat again. I put up another victim, okay? And you can clearly see that this picture is photoshopped. I mean, she has the same clothes on, which, you know, isn't all the proof. She has the same smile, which, again, you know, you won't find that in your own pictures. If you go and look at it, I mean, you might have the same smile here and there, but it's just like the same smile, the same clothes, and the same hairdo. This is a woman with bangs and long hair that has strands that go in many, many, many different directions across her body. Look at it. Tell me that that's not the same picture used twice. They just simply added somebody around her. They photoshopped somebody in there, and they changed the background. Just the first picture... I'll make it be at the top. Hold on, I'll put a comment under it so it's first. Just the first picture alone, just kind of suspicious to me with that all white background. Like, where is she? What is this all white background? You know, and then before you know it, oh, there's a. Well, it looks like a door with a couch. Even the door looks odd to me. It looks like almost like the door is inside of a mirror or something. I don't know. That doesn't matter anyways. But what matters is they changed the background. They added somebody around her. And try and tell me those pictures aren't shopped. To try it. I mean, I'd love to see it. Cause I don't think that you can. I don't think you can with a straight face, at least. I mean, of course you can say it. Guys, here's the link again for anybody that doesn't have it. I just put it in the chat on our website right here. All right, you see the link? What's your guys' input on this picture? Show it up. Yeah, Anon, I just typed what you're coming up as. That's exactly how you show up. Anon8247. That's how you show up on our side. Yeah, look at the pictures I just put in the group and tell me that that's not the same. Tell me it's not the same person. I'll give you guys a second to try it. All right, now what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to post about probably three more victims real quick so you can look at and examine these pictures while we go on break. I know you guys are dropping mad comments on the Facebook page, and I love it. I just haven't had time to get to them yet because I've been uploading the pictures the whole time. I know you guys think I'm on the Facebook so I can just get them. It's not like that because I'm uploading pictures as I'm not looking at the the chat here. Okay, so what I'm gonna do now, guys, I'm gonna upload a few more pictures to the site here, to the group. I want you guys to look at them while we're on the break, okay? And you guys are gonna hear the music come on in a second. We're gonna play a song or two. We'll come right back. Hopefully we'll try the phones again, maybe. If not, shit, I don't know. You guys can ask me questions in the chat. I'll monitor the chat a little closer when we come back from the break, because I'll be done uploading this round of picks. And then we'll get into some more stuff. And we still have other topics to get into tonight, guys. So we'll probably have a pretty long show tonight. So don't go anywhere. This next picture that I'm posting, it's a side-by-side. So you don't even have to look at two pictures. They're both right next to each other. And you can see that it's clearly the same person at the same time. It's so obvious. So obvious, as I'm titling it, okay? Justin, before we take a break, do you have anything you want to say?
No, that's it for now. No, we'll get back into it after the break.
Okay, guys, I promise after the break too. I'm just gonna get a drink during the break, and then I'll start getting your Facebook comments. I got like 20 of them from you guys, and maybe Justin can help me out with the Facebook comments too during the break. And when we come back, we'll get back on the chat right here. And we'll get back to showing you the evidence and everything. And I appreciate everybody that's come this far. This isn't all of it. I still got a lot more to show you guys. A lot more to tell you. You got to make sure you get the whole story here. You don't have to, you know, stay on all night if you don't want to. But please don't go anywhere for at least an hour or so. Let me get some more of this 9/11 information out. I don't want you to get half the story when there's still more to show you. Okay, I'm going to get into the collapse footage a little bit after the break, because the collapse footage was all fake too. All the video you saw of the towers were fake. As a matter of fact, if you get some photography of New York before 9/11, some photography that you have a pretty good feeling is legit, you'll see that the Twin Towers don't even look like that. They're more glassy looking and like black looking. They're not gray and washed out like that. I mean, they do have gray color to them, but not like they do on 9/11. And also on 9/11, all those pictures of the plane, where's the windows? I mean, you can't even see any windows on the building. It's like, I know that sounds like not the very technical thing to say, oh, you can't really see the windows and they look washed out. But now that we know that they're manipulating footage, that's why you don't see the reflective windows and everything. Their graphics just weren't that good. They were good enough to fool everybody, but not good enough to keep fooling everybody, once you know what you're looking for. Guys, take a look at the picture I just posted in the chat. I think it's pretty obvious that's a Photoshop. I don't really think too many people are going to doubt it after what we've already shown you. It's pretty clear that it's just recropped a little bit and they added somebody in it. Take a look at that. Examine the other pictures. Go over them again. Make sure you're sure, okay? Make sure you're sure that you think that those are Photoshopped. And if you're not, we'll talk about it when we get back from the break, okay, guys? Thanks, everybody. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. Only here on TheRealNewsOnline.com. Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with my co-host, Justin Cook. We're just coming back from the break. Justin, you back with us? Okay, you must be stepped away for a second.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm here. I was just muted.
Okay. Cool. What I'm going to try and do now is I'll try and check our chat out again, guys. I'm sorry. I get so many things going on, from uploading pictures to uploading videos to coming over here and, you know, looking at this chat, looking at the Facebook chat, and then connecting with Justin and our Skype chat. And I apologize if I'm not, like, you know, right away as soon as you ask something. But I'm trying to get to every question I can. If I missed anything, guys, put it back in the chat. Don't get mad at me. I just, you know, sometimes I miss it, you know. Like right now, I just come back and there's, like, you know, 30 different chats in our chat here that I didn't get to read yet. I'm just kind of reading through them. Yeah, like CW said, even the mascara the girl has on is the same in the picture. Even her eyelashes, it's all the same. I mean, how could you say it's not? How could you say that's not a Photoshop? I think any woman out there would love to be able to get their hair exactly the same, you know, on any given day as she had it on her best day, you know? It's just, I'm sure it's a project, you know? I mean, that's just not, it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous to try and think that those pictures aren't Photoshopped. And there's more where they came from, guys. There's a lot more. And, you know, we'll end up getting into the collapse footage a little bit too. But like I said, the collapse footage you saw, you know, it was bogus. All the video you saw of the towers themselves were bogus. Most of the video, if not all of what you saw of New York, was bogus. I won't go and say 100% of all of it, but from everything I've seen, you know, at least the towers in the background are bogus, okay? Some of the surrounding buildings and some of the videos might be real, but we know in a lot of them they're not. So you got to question all of them. Because we can see them rendering, like graphics. Guys, you know when you play a video game and something's rendering, you know what that means? When it's like loading up, and you can see, like, you know, pixelation in it, or like different little squares and stuff, and it doesn't look like it does for a few seconds and then it loads up. You can see buildings doing that in the 9/11 videos. I just think that's absurd, you know? I just think that's absurd. I mean, there's no video artifact that would explain that. I mean, that doesn't happen. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, and then that's you know, you guys, the Elizabeth Wino one's great, huh? That one's great. Guys, if you had a family member that died on 9/11. Wouldn't you just be mortified if you went on there and seen them photoshopped when you know in a location that you knew they weren't at and all this stuff? I mean, you'd be more than heated, right? Your dead loved one, they're photoshopping them. First of all, why would they need to do that if it was a real person? You know, or a real, I should say a real victim. I mean, obviously at some point that was probably a real person they took a picture of, you know, whoever participated in this hoax, you know. Maybe some of them are just morphs, you know, that they made on the computer. But some of them were probably, you know, original people at one time that they took a photograph of it. But it was not the person that you told it is, and it's not a victim that died on 9/11. Now, if you know that there were no planes, and you know that these victims were faked, that also tells you there weren't firefighters running in there to save the fake people from the fake planes. It's just all a story. Now, am I saying every firefighter in New York is part of the scam? Absolutely not. I'm absolutely not saying that. New York's a big city. I mean, how hard would it be, say you work at Ladder 11 and Justin works at Ladder 12, and, you know, how hard would it be for me to say to my guys who work at Ladder 13 who are in on the scam, just a select few, yeah, run your sirens and, you know, drive around or whatever I tell them to do. And I just tell Justin and I tell the other truck and I tell you, hey, you guys, you know, don't go down there. I need you guys to stay over here and, you know, cover the rest of the city. You know, well, these guys are over at the Trade Center. You got to listen to your orders. You know what I mean? So it's not that hard to compartmentalize these things. It's really not. It's really, really not. And that's what they did. You know, were there firefighters involved? Sure. I don't know how many. Maybe a dozen. Maybe 100. I don't know. You know, I don't know how many were involved. I'll tell you what, though. None of them died. When I say none, I mean, I say that confidently. I mean, how do you think they kept this quiet? How do you think these people are so brazen about it and don't really care that they're doing all this in front of you? And you know, after 12 years, right, somebody would come out. If people really died there, I mean, there would be some people that wouldn't play ball. A lot of people would, sure. Sure, a lot of people would if the money was right or the benefit or whatever. Sure, some people would play ball. But you got to think some people in New York have a conscience, right? I mean, they're not cold-hearted people. They're just like you. They're just like me. They're just people in another city. They're Americans just like us. Do you think that all the people that were around that you've seen in these videos, you think they'd all go along with it if people were dying? It's obvious they used some actors, you know, some of the scenes, you know, to, you know, running from the towers or whatever. And, you know, most of that, I'm sure, was also filmed ahead of time, you know. And I don't know, you know, there's so many different scenes, you know. Some of them, they probably filmed people running in an empty room with a screen, you know, and they added them to the scene after. Some people, maybe they really filmed them in New York at a different time running away from that area, you know. There's a whole bunch of ways they could have done it, you know. But do you think all those people would be, you know.
A lot of green screen bullshit, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of green screening going on. And there's a lot of evidence for it. You guys can find it when you guys look. It's everywhere. There is a lot of green screen bullshit going on. So I tend to think that most of the running scenes were filmed in front of a screen of some sort or in some sort of studio, and they simply added them to the New York fake background after, you know? And I know it sounds like, wow, well, it looks pretty realistic. Well, it doesn't, you know? I mean, how many movies have you seen where stuff like that goes on and you don't pick up on it? Do you think they really blow up skyscrapers in all these movies and stuff and building? No. I mean, it's special effects. That's what this is. This is Hollywood, guys. This was a Hollywood job. So people say 9/11 was an inside job. Sure, it's still an inside job, but it's not. When you say the word inside job, people tend to think inside job, the government killed 3,000 of its own people inside job. And that's not what it was at all. It was an inside job where the government lied to all its people about this hoax, and they didn't kill anybody, okay? You got to think that. Let's just say we have a scene with 200 people running, and we know it's a green screen, right? You think all those 200 people are still going to be quiet if 3,000 people really died? No. Or if even a couple hundred people died? No.
Well, Brian, let's talk about one thing, dude. Let's talk about that actress that she was an actress. She actually does one-woman plays down in Nicknow. And on her resume, it actually says she worked for FEMA 9/11. Yet there is no such thing as any FEMA 9/11 commercial. So in other words, she was, and I believe she's been, you know, she's been spotted appearing as some of the witnesses, correct? Or one or two of the interviews.
I'm not sure about her appearing in the interviews, but she did say on her resume that she was an actress for the FEMA 9/11 commercial, and there was no FEMA 9/11 commercial. She probably just had to come up with something real quick off the top of her head, and then she said that, and she made a big mistake. And she probably just assumed there was a FEMA commercial. This, why would FEMA have a commercial? I mean, they're like, that's like a disaster type thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why is FEMA putting out a 9/11 commercial? It wouldn't even make much sense. Guys, do you have any other questions on this? Because we did want to get into some other things tonight. We weren't planning a whole 9/11 thing, but I'm glad we did it. I'll answer any other questions you got, or if there's any other evidence I can show you. I don't really know where else I want to go from here, but I will sum it up what happened. They made a prefabricated movie. They had it planned out years and years in advance. Even when the towers went up and were built, they were built for this purpose. They were built to come down, maybe not on 9/11, maybe they didn't have the date picked yet, but they were planned to come down and blame one another for the terrorist attack.
I'll
esoteric stuff. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Yeah, well, I'll say this, that it's funny that it was 11 years to the day after the George Bush New World Order speech. So I do think they had a plan to the day. Not only that, too, but, you know, it makes you think this year is the 11th anniversary as well. Not saying that anything's going to happen, but, you know, it's just, if you want me to just get into the real quick esoteric stuff, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, you have the two towers, and then you have Building 7, which symbolized the Solomon Building, or which is called the Solomon Brothers Building, which symbolizes Solomon's Temple. The two protecting structures, you would call them, 1 and 2, were the towers of Joaquin and Boaz. You know, and then you have the Flight 11, which is Freemasonic number. You know, it's for 11 is the number of sorcery. It's, you know, as you know, one of the biggest numbers used. Then you have 93. 93 is a huge number with Thelemites and Aleister Crowley followers. 93 was the hero flight, if you remember. Also, the first was the first or second plane hit at 9:03 a.m. You know, and then you get into it. I believe there was 93 pass. I don't have my notes in front of me, but regardless, I'll just go off what I have on the top of the head. Then you have 77, of course, which is a number for, it's a Kabbalah number, as well as a number signifying the Knights Templar. And the Knights Templars, their job was to, you know, what they did was sacked Jerusalem back in the day. They, you know, for a long time were during the Crusades. And it's a Kabbalistic number as well. You know, the whole thing about it is, you know, that's been played out a lot recently as far as, especially with the London 7/7 attack, too. You know, all this, these numbers are thought out well in advance. You know, and then as far as 175 goes, I had looked into it, you know, and I don't have my notes in front of me on that. But, you know, the whole thing here is that it's all esoteric shit. It's all hidden in this stuff. And if you're an initiate of this stuff, especially, you know, back 11 years ago when this happened, you would probably notice this stuff as far as, you know, and the rest of, you know, other people wouldn't. So only the people that were deep into esoterics knew that it was, you know, an inside job right from the jump. And I think that was the whole thing about it. So, you know, the fact that they picked these numbers so carefully, you know, makes you wonder. Well, again, you know, 175 added up, it's 13, which is, you know, an occult master number too. There you go, and it's also the number of Jesus and the 12 disciples and whatnot. Go ahead.
Oh, I want to jump in the chat. You know, Michael said, "Well, no one died," and put a bunch of question marks. Don't trust any pics. Starting to sound like psyops. With psyops, we just showed everybody here, everybody in the chat, everybody else besides you. I mean, could see that. I mean, there was photoshopped victims, airplanes that didn't exist. Dr. Judy Woods is part of the lie, guys. Her evidence is bullshit, and it's based on bullshit. What evidence does she even have? Tell me. What evidence are you talking about?
I almost wonder if Judy Wood believes her own stuff, and I believe the reason why Wood is censored in a lot of these controlled 9/11 groups is to stop people from looking at the video and seeing that this spire was actually CGI, and the fact of to not look into the rubble pile and all of this information, and then just the fact that she's a no-planer. Maybe she had good intentions, but I think it's definitely. It doesn't make sense.
Even
to
if
use,
she had good intentions, though, if she did, let's
direct
just say
energy
had,
weapons.
If she did have good intentions, well, let's play that side of the fence. Even if she did, her evidence is based off a video that we now know is fake. We know that the impact video and the collapse footage of those two towers is fake. So what does that say about her steel spire thing? If you're looking at a fake video, who cares if it turned into dust? It's a friggin' effect. Now, then you say fake video doesn't explain fusion of dissimilar materials and fuming for years after. Fuming for years after? I was there the year after. It wasn't fuming when I was there. So who told you it was fuming? Did you go there yourself?
See you later, Michael. I'm sure there's some more Benjamin Fulford articles for you. Go ahead.
And we've already read where did the towers go? We already know. We've already been down that road like a year ago. You know what I mean? The way you're even talking is like, you know, these people, nano-sized particle, rusting orange beams. And this is just the bullshit that they showed you. This is the bullshit that they showed you. If we can prove to you that the video that they showed you on TV is fake, why are you going to trust their still images? I mean, seriously. It doesn't even make any sense.
No, it really doesn't.
No, and he says, why am I not addressing this? I'm addressing all your questions right now, all your comments.
And like I said, where do the towers go? Like we said earlier, a good part of them were empty. Most of them. Look at the tenant report where they all of a sudden supposedly filled up in 1997. Those buildings were maybe 30% to capacity before that, and then supposedly more were moved out of there beforehand. This is not once you get down the road that there's that there's people didn't, you know, that 3,000 people didn't die there. And like I said earlier, I don't know if Michael was here, but the Social Security Death Index and all this other information, it's very simple, and you see that you know, the Woods thing is another thing along the road, and it's just like many of these other events that happen, they don't happen. It's computer, it's, you know, CGI fakery.
And he said, and he also said earlier, he said, what do you think, every piece of steel and concrete was fake? What do you mean? Be more specific. Do I think it was fake when? I do think that, in case you don't understand what I'm saying, those buildings were real buildings. Okay, they were there, and they were not there after 9/11. I am saying that. Yes, the buildings are gone. I know that. Where did they go? They were demolished. They were taken down on 9/11 during the same time frame, probably, that we saw the videos. But the videos we saw were not the real events that went on the ground.
And here's the thing that explains, like I said, the debris pile again. If you have an empty building, you know, the only operational things are the observation tower and windows on the world, then you're not going to have any real stuff in the pile. And who knows, you know?
I'm getting pissed off here. I mean, if you know that they photoshopped victims over and over again, and they faked airplanes and faked a video of the airplanes and faked the hole that was made by the plane and drew it in. So that tells you right there that the building you're looking at must be fake if they're drawing the hole in, right? Do you think that they can't fake debris and this meteorite you're talking about and this other stuff that you're talking about? You think that that's not simple to do? I mean, come on. And even if it's not simple to do, even if it's complicated to do, why would you believe that when you've already seen that they faked the victims, they faked the airplanes, and they faked the impact, and they faked the collapse footage? I mean, why would you believe a couple of stills that show you, or you think it's fuming after, and all this? Who cares? He says, fuck you, PSYOPs, bye-bye. Fuck you, too. How's that? PSYOPs. Yeah, we're far from PSYOPs, dude. How are we PSYOPs? Seriously, you're the PSYOP.
Real people with real names and we're not hiding from anybody. You know, the thing, you know, you may differ in opinion, but the fact is, you know, we're not here to attack you. The fact of the matter is that's our opinion by a lot of research. We've gone through the Judy Wood stuff. We don't believe it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you do, and I'm sorry that, you know, but you know, it can be easily debunked, just like the cars that were there with no license plates on them. You know, it obviously taken from a junkyard. You know, and what does that prove anyway? Why would you use a direct energy weapon? Why would you need to use that on some buildings that were already pre-demolished? They're already pre-demoed. If you already have the structural beams and whatnot taken out of there, why do you need all this exotic weaponry? You know, and I'm not going to use the ad hominem and like the other ones, the space beamers and whatnot. No, that's not.
Anon, I'm not mad at you. I'm talking to Michael that said fuck you. Anon's not here to attack you because he was disagreeing.
I know. I'm, you know, it's rational discussion. And I think just look into what we're saying. Is we're not asking you to abandon your beliefs. Just look into it. You know, that's it. You know,
go back and look at Judy Wood's stuff again. Look at it now. Now that you've seen this, go look at it again. You know.
Brian, post the one about the guy working in the rubble all day that is clean as.
Oh yeah. You want to? Yeah, there you go. What about the first responders? I will. I'll show you about the first responders. They're actors. How's that? Sounds simple, right? Oh, you're just going to say they're actors. I'm going to prove to you that they're actors. How about that? I'm going to go grab a video. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, while we're on the break, I'm going to post the video in the group, and I'll post it in the chat, and then you can tell me what you think about your responders after you watch the video, all right? The responders were actors. It's not that hard to pull off. It's really not. It's really not that hard to pull off, guys. Guys, thank you for sticking with us, everybody that's been here. Even though you disagree, I don't mind the disagreement. I know this is a lot to take in, but I'm telling you, actors, okay? Now, Michael wants to swear at me. He can go kill himself for all I care, you know? Seriously. But, guys, we'll be right back. You'll listen to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. Oh, guys, I wasn't unmuted. Sorry about that. We're back from the break. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, with my co-host, Justin Cook. I apologize for the brief moment of silence. I was talking to myself, I guess. I guess I was still muted. You guys want to talk about witnesses and first responders? I just posted three videos for you that basically debunk that, you know. Gary Welts, you guys remember him? He saw both planes supposedly hit the towers. He saw the collapses. You know, he saw everything. Apparently, he really saw everything because he's also in Washington. There's video of him right here in Washington directing things. So, obviously, what you saw for New York was already pre-filmed or whatever, and then he was also in Washington, you know? And he got caught on the camera for a second. Obviously, they didn't mean to do that, and it was just for a brief, you know, maybe 10 seconds. That's him. It looks just like him. Unless he's got a twin, they just both happen to be, you know, at 9/11, just one in one spot and one in the other. I mean, come on. And then, you know, if that's not enough for you, and I want you to watch them all, I put the firefighter in the clean suit one. That one's good. And he says he's been digging in the debris all day. All day he's been digging in the debris. For hours, and it's dark now. So, I mean, he really means all day, you know. We were talking all day, like at least, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours, right? So this guy should be covered in, like, soot, right? Black soot. Maybe some of the materials you guys are talking about that you thought were in the debris pile or whatever, the orange rusty thing, you know, whatever you think's there, the nanothermite, whatever, right? Oh, he's not, though. It looks like I went to the Halloween store and bought a firefighter suit, a vinyl one, and just threw it on, and it's shiny, shiny clean. And the best part about it isn't even his fire suit. It's the end of the video. At the end of the video, listen to what the anchor says. You want to talk about programming and putting things in your head. Now, this isn't pre-programming because it's, you know, right after it happened. It's still, you know, right around the time it happened. The anchor, he says exactly what did happen. He says it's almost like first they throw out all these words like Vietnam, Holocaust, you know, whatever they throw out to scare you. Like it's like something you've never seen, you know. And then at the end, he's like, it's almost like a digital effect has obliterated the Twin Towers like you would see in a movie, except it's all too real. I mean, come on, guys! He's telling you exactly what happened, okay? And then, if that's not enough, okay, you guys want to talk about, you know, first responders or witnesses? You guys remember Kenny Johanneman? Justin, you remember Kenny? Justin, you want me?
Yes, Kenny Johanneman was the other janitor that supposedly helped Willie carry out the guy with the burnt skin or whatever.
Melted off skin. Then, his skin was melting off, right? So what does that imply? And what did Willie do? Willie supposedly wrapped him up in a bunch of towels, right? Because his skin was melting off, and Willie said, "Oh, I thought he had a red shirt on, but it was actually soaked in blood." So this guy was covered in blood, right? Now Kenny Johanneman carried him out. Right? He supposedly carried this guy out, covered in blood. Why is Kenny Johanneman's shirt completely white? Huh? Completely white. The first responders and the so-called witnesses were bullshit. I just gave you three perfect examples. I shouldn't be able to even give you one if it's not bullshit. I just gave you three. I think the Kenny Johanneman one is really, you know, that's pretty hot evidence. This guy supposedly not only was in the building, this guy supposedly carried out a guy that was so soaked in blood it looked like he was wearing a red shirt, and he carried him out. And Anon, you're going to really post the nose out and use that as evidence? That's just going to further prove our point that it's a fake video. How does the plane? How does the fiberglass plane go?
I think we have different Anons, buddy. I'm not sure if there.
Oh yeah, there is.
I don't think that, you know. There is. Go ahead.
But yeah, the video where the front of the plane goes in and then comes out the other side, that can't do that. How's it gonna go through the 59 steel columns and all the concrete and everything? That fiberglass nose couldn't go through the first wall of concrete and make it into the building intact. It can't happen. Try and smash a car into a brick wall. I know it's not the same thing, but just see what happens to the fiberglass bumper on your car. It'll crack up. I mean, how do you think it's going to pierce through two concrete walls and all the steel things in between and whatever else is in the building, if there is anything in there, whatever else is in there, desks, furniture, file cabinets, whatever you want to call it. It's going to go through all of that and then again pierce through another concrete wall and come out the other side. It's just not possible. You're trying to debunk us with evidence that's already been debunked a long time ago. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. If you want to believe that, then fine. Go ahead and believe that. But, I mean, that's just – why would you want to believe that? You know, especially after everything we've just showed you. The plane's bogus. There were no planes. No planes hit those buildings. And just that video alone that you're trying to put up should prove it more to you. That's not a real plane you're looking at. I don't know. Anon 5249, do I believe there are any real videos? I am not sure. I know that most of them are fake. If you're asking me if there's any real videos of the planes, no. Any real videos of the impact? No. Any real videos of collapse footage? No. Any real video of the Twin Towers that day? No. Are there any real video that they filmed of people on the street? Maybe, but if they did, they were staged interviews. But we do know that a lot of them weren't.
I personally believe that, I don't know, there's a possibility that 7 could have been real, but Brian showed me a lot of evidence that it also wasn't. But just the way that 1 and 2 came down were totally fake in my eyes. 7 could pass for a regular controlled demo, which they might have shown if they had a little crowd showing up. But I agree with Brian for the most part. Continue.
Yeah, and I honestly, if I had to take a guess, I'd say no, there's probably not any real video from that day. But I don't want to say, yeah, there's no real video, and then, you know, they come out with an interview that they can prove is real, and it's, you know, taken up the street somewhere. And then you can use that to debunk everything I said, because I said everything's fake. So I'm not going to say everything's fake. But I do think that just about everything we saw was fake. And if there is some quote-unquote real video that wasn't done in a studio in front of a green screen or on a computer with CGI or one of these other Hollywood-type techniques, then it was still staged, and it was done, you know, far away from the towers. There's no real video of the towers that day. That's all special effects, okay? It is. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you don't want to believe it. But, I mean, things like the nose out, I mean, come on. That's like, that's something that you don't even really need to be stuck on too long. I mean, that can't happen, guys. It just can't happen. The thing is hollow and made of fiberglass. How does it smash through one wall of concrete? Never mind two and all the support columns in between. Come on, guys. You should know better than that. Look at all the pictures Foolish Philosopher posted in our Real News Online group on Facebook of other plane crashes that hit buildings. Every single case, the nose got all crushed up. Every single case. Now, if you want to say this is a bigger plane, it's going faster, fine. Maybe, just maybe, it could make it into the building. You think it's going to make it through, all the way through, and then out the other side, and it's still not even going to be crushed when it comes out that other side? That's absurd. That's more like, you know, come on.
What do you call it? Anon5249 wanted to know, what about the people nearby buildings? People got dust in their apartments. What's your opinion on this? I'm just going to say that I believe they were evacuated early on. You know, the whole thing, I believe that they came and evacuated all those people out of those buildings, told them they were in danger, you know, and I'm sure that they easily complied. And, yeah, I'm sure they got, you know, maybe some dust in their buildings or whatnot. You know, I'm not exactly sure of it, but, you know, either way, I don't know. Brian, what do you think about that?
I would tend to think that they were evacuated, too. And it's not that hard. You just pull a couple fire alarms, you know what I mean? Any one of those buildings are all high-rises. It's Manhattan, you know what I mean? So It's like, you know, you pull five fire alarms, you just evacuated thousands of people, right?
Right. And yeah, and here's another thing, too, that we forgot to mention, too, it's nobody asked it, but just in case anyone did, the way that they would stop anyone from getting a real picture or a real video of this is simple. You just have some type of jammer or EMP type thing where, you know, only things on a certain frequency would work, and you can buy them on the internet. You know, and it's not even cutting edge technology. It's something that you and I could probably buy. We'd probably be on a FBI list if we're not already on one for buying it. But you know, it's a commercial application. It's not something out of the realm. And, you know, they probably had their cameras, you know, maybe what are those cases called? The ones that protect them if they EMP'd it. I do know there was a lot of reports of people's cell phones not working. There was reports, you know, of all types of stuff like that. So, you know, and they gave the excuse of that because the tower was hit, that the that's where the main, you know, that's why the cell phones were down pretty much. But on the other hand, you know, I've heard pretty far away that the cell phones didn't work too. So,
yep. Let's see. What else did I want to touch on 9/11 before we moved on? What else can you think of, Justin, for 9/11?
Here's the thing. We missed a comment. Anon5249, possible. Why wouldn't people talk about a mass evacuation? They you know, in fact, and there's some videos where you can see people that were supposedly filming, and they're told to get out of their apartment. You know, so I mean, it's not like it's a mass evacuation. You're thinking of like them saving your life. You're not looking at it like, you know, like it was a FEMA death march or anything like that. You know what I mean? It's just,
yeah, it's nothing out of the ordinary. If they really think something's going down,
right? If they're telling you like, hey, we had, you know, the first Trade Center was hit by a plane, you have to get out of your building. We expect, you know, possible another one coming in or whatever else. You know, it's very easy to
exactly.
You know,
and if they're not like us or like you, and they're just believing what they see on the news, you know, after they get back home, why are they going to go tell anybody that, hey, we were evacuated from our building? That's really strange. Wouldn't be strange
right.
at all. It was friggin' 9/11.
Right. And especially, too, that they saw smoke pouring from the buildings and everything else. And, you know, it's really insane. Yeah, and also, too, I just wanted to bring up the Norde footage. You notice that the if you look at that was before any planes hit. They had the street blocked off right there.
Yeah, you know,
and that shows that's a busy street, and there's no cars coming down it, and you know, and you notice they're all nonchalantly walking around, you know, they're walking around in the middle of the street, and like one of the only spots where you'd get a perfect view of, you know, this plane hitting this tower or whatever, they just happened to get this money shot, you know, while they're doing this documentary on some supposed rookie firefighter or whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's just and they just pan up at the right time, and they're able to catch the 500-mile-an-hour plane smashing into the building. And like Justin said, the streets are already blocked off before the event happens. That's evidence right there too. What's up with that?
Do I believe the Norde film was real? I believe the Norde film is part of it. I don't believe the plane crash was real. I believe that they were, you know, standing out there and filming it or whatever, and then obviously they inserted a new a new plane hit into it. That wasn't released that day, or not until way later anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why use any of that? Well, you've already included that all photos and video are fake. Why use any of them for info? Because you can see these things like Brian's talking about. You can see buildings rendering. You can see buildings with, you know, obvious Photoshop. You have to use what they're putting as evidence against them. You're using it to see, you know, if we didn't use their videos, we wouldn't have, you know, seen the spire and looked at the unreal.
Exactly.
Takedown
like
of the building.
It's not like we're telling you, hey, there was a unicorn on 9/11 because I saw it in one of the videos. No, we're telling you, hey, what they're showing you can't be real because of X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean? And once you know that one thing's fake, and then another's fake, and then this is fake, and these are big things like the plane going through the building, the building collapsing, you got to question everything, you know?
Brian, quick, non-8436. Brian, why don't you post some of these obvious photoshops of the jumpers? Obvious photoshops, like got people looking like Die Hard from Bruce Willis, and you know, just totally unnatural thing. And I know it's a sensitive topic, as are the victims, but you know, it just, you know, what else can you make of it when you see all these photoshopped victims? I mean, you know, photoshopped. Jumpers, and that's what brought it home to people and made it so real and made people so mad and angry that they wanted to go out and kill Muslims and made so many people sign up for these wars. And, you know, I almost signed up myself. And, you know, the jumpers was the psychological, the huge psychological part of it. You know, they wanted everyone to imagine what it would be like to be in this burning inferno and have to jump out, you know, and that's the whole thing of it.
Yeah, 5249. You're saying, you know, why using it to say that there are roads blocked off or anything like that? Well, the justice point is, though, it's either if that video was live, like we're supposed to believe it is, well, the roads were already blocked off, and you know, so obviously it shows, you know, how they could already have people out of the way and everything, and that the whole thing's staged. Now, if the video is not live, that's the other option. Right? If the video's not live and it's pre-taped, well, that shows that it's fake too. Either way, it's fake.
It was about inserting the plane hit into there, you know, and yeah, I mean, as far as saying it was blocked off, but you know, it was. I don't know. That's just it makes you wonder why didn't they shop some cars into there or whatever. But you know, it's very weird how they're nonchalantly walking around, you know, and the whole thing, and he, I don't know, happened to pan up and catch this hit, you know. That's, you know, my opinion on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know what, I'll get to a few
there's,
of the
justice there's so many, there's so many anons right now. Christ, can someone sign in with an initial or something so it's easier so we don't have to keep reading off numbers?
Right, tell you what I'm going to do is I am going to I'm gonna get some picks. We're gonna take just one more break in a minute, guys. And during that break, I'm gonna post some picks of the jumpers. And then after that, unless there's a bunch more questions, we're gonna move on to some of the other topics we wanted to talk about tonight. Why don't I just, you know what I'll do? I'll get to a break. We'll get to a break real quick. Let me just get a song going that we can. Let me see right here. I don't want to keep playing the same goddamn things over and over again. All right, guys, just stick with us. We'll be right back after this brief break. And during the break, I'm going to post some jumper picks. When I get back, they'll be ready for you up in the group. You guys can check them all out. And then we're going to get into a couple other things. You're listening to the Dose of Reality Radio, Brian Stavely, and Justin Cook. Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with my co-host, Justin Cook. I just uploaded the Ben Reisman shot for you guys, some more fake video from 9/11, the streets around the towers. And you can see that this guy is a videographer, and two still grabs from his video, just, you know, probably seconds apart, because you can see on the left side as a point of reference, the building to the left with the gold letters. It's, you know, he's only a few feet apart from where he was in the first photo. What happened to the tree that was there on the left side? It's just gone. It's completely missing in one shot. What, did it get up and walk away? The street light changed? When I say changed, I don't just mean turn green. I mean it's changed. It's different light, different sign underneath it. In one of them, it's got text written on it. In another one, it looks like a directional sign. What is going on here? It's fake video. Special effects. It's everywhere. Everywhere. Just because you haven't seen it all yet, don't think it's not there, because I'm going to keep posting stuff. It's everywhere. I'm trying to get into my victims right now and get my, my so-called victims, my jumper picks I want to show some of you guys, because some of them are just absolutely absurd. You got one guy coming out of the towers. He looks like Bruce Willis in Die Hard, like Justin said. Just like jumping out, he's so far away from the towers. There's just so many cases. I mean, there's people that are like holding hands way out from the building, and their feet are on fire. Like, it's just ridiculous, guys. The jumpers are ridiculous. There's a lot of errors in the jumpers. There's a lot of stuff going on that when you look at it, you're just like, what is this? You know, what is this? You know, it's just absolutely absurd. Justin, what else you want to touch on the jumpers? I mean, it's just. There's mistakes everywhere. I wish I had those already, but I'm going to grab them while we're talking and post them.
It's I don't know. Like you said, I mean, you have the Bruce Willis guy. You have people, you know, they get catapulted out from the building. You
look at this one, the baby in the window. The lady holding the baby out the window.
Yeah.
How's that?
There you go.
Okay, guys, I'm going to show you a picture of the lady holding the baby out the window. Yeah, Cheryl just posted in our group. Hey, there's a tree missing from the bottom pick. Lots of laughs. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The tree's missing. How does that happen in real video? And I guess I'm PsyOps, like Michael would say. This guy Michael, guys, I'm booting him. I don't want you guys to think we're trying to censor anybody. First of all, he told me to fuck off on the way off the radio show. Now he's in our group saying that we're PsyOp Central because we don't support Judy Wood. Guys, we don't support Judy Wood, again, because she's wrong. Her evidence is based off fake video, cars from the junkyard. Well,
and again, you know, here, I'll let you get back to that. But, you know, the funny thing is we have other Wood supporters in here that are hearing us out. And it's okay if you disagree, but do this guy to throw a hissy
fit. They know we're not PsyOps. Right?
And to say fuck you at PsyOp Central. We have a different opinion. We don't expect you to have the same opinion as us, but you know, you want to go and throw a hissy fit like a little girl. Sorry. Yeah, now Anthony Hilder is throwing up. Come on. Yeah, how many more disinfo agents?
Yeah. And now you're going to throw up the BBC clip of Tawa 7 and say, try looking at the evidence? You don't think we've already seen this, like, so long ago?
I'm sorry that I don't, you know, give Benjamin Fulford or Anthony Hilder any credit.
That's all we did. We just talked shit for 4 hours. That's all we did, Michael. I think we pretty much explained things and broke things down. Michael, what do you got to say about the picture I just posted?
Here was his original comment. I just listened to the show, and they do not support Dr. Judy Wood. They are PSYOP Central. They were doing real good up until it came to the most damaging truth. They used the word real 9/11 online truth for their webpage. It's another scam, hee-hee. And then he posts the Fulford link of imminent televised event, mass arrest of 10,000 global cabal.
Yeah, come on.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, Michael,
if that happens, then either it's a planned event and the head people will still be in charge. And if it doesn't happen, then you know, it's just another fear mongering thing by Benjamin Fulford, just like all of his other ninja bullshit. You know, I just think that, you're just posting anything that makes you, makes you think everything is right. And you know what, you know, a lot of us, I there's a lot of times I've been wrong on things. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm not, none of us are all knowing. We're giving you the best evidence that we have. You know, our point of view, and it is what it is, and we're not shills, we're real people. You know, it is what it is. You can look us up. We're not hiding behind aliases. We're not funded by anyone. I'm sitting here on a fucking 2001 HP computer that barely works, and you know, and we both have jobs, and we, you know, it's to come and try to attack us. It's funny because, I mean, you know, at least you've made it through the regular truth movement. I would think. I mean, except for the Fulford stuff. But you know, and then to come in and not even look at any new evidence just shows that you're closed-minded, and that's really all I have to say about that.
Really closed-minded. What about the other picture I just posted? A lady holding a baby, you know, in the area where the jumpers were, and then the building came down. Guess what? No babies allegedly died on 9/11. Another mistake they made. I guess that's PSYOPs too, right? I guess that's PSYOPs, Michael. Unbelievable, you know? Look at the picture he posts, you know? Photos used often. It says where the towers go. Door 1, PSYOP Lie 1. Door 2, PSYOP Line 2. Door 3, PSYOP Lie 3. I mean, come on. Michael, you're not fooling anybody. Really. I mean, you really make yourself look stupid. Everybody in here knows we're not PSYOPs.
Right. And everybody in our group. Everybody in our group has read Judy Wood, and you know, and the thing is, we don't have.
I spent more time on Judy Wood probably than he did.
I know you were big into the Wood thing for a while.
Her 4 and 5 hour presentations, I sat through about 5 different ones of them, like a whole week's worth of work. You know, I watched it all.
I actually flip-flopped back and forth between that and the nuclear thing myself. I thought it was either nuclear or DEW. By the way, 1 and 2 came down. But then after coming across some research that showed that, you know, the towers are empty and that, you know, a lot of if not all these deaths were fake.
He just posted a picture. I'm sorry to cut you off. Look at the other picture he posted. He calls us PSYOPs. He posts a picture of a UFO over the Twin Towers. It says breaking proof, aliens sprinkled super duper nanothermite on the towers. Michael. You're making us laugh.
Oh, I know. You know what else, too? These are the types that believe that it was remote viewed or whatever else, too. And, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy. I'm sorry. That's crazy. That's just taking it a little too far. I don't even know. I expect some people to disagree, but just be rational. You know, there's a way to disagree, and there's a way to to hash things out. And if you still disagree later, I'm sure, hey, we probably agree on 90% of the rest of the stuff going on in the world. But for you to get this upset over our 9/11 thesis is I don't know. I think you're you're throwing a hissy fit like a little girl. I don't know. That's all I can really.
Yeah, especially when everybody that's listening to the show is you know, they know that we just showed them a bunch of stuff. You know, like, we sat here and explained everything. We broke everything down. We provided evidence for everything we said. We didn't come up with any theory that we couldn't prove. And now we're psyops because we don't believe in a theory that's been debunked. And now you're changing your – what is it? Is it Judy Wood or is it aliens spreaking enamel thermite on the building? I thought it was Judy Wood's theory. Now it's a UFO flying over the World Trade Center, putting it says super duper nano thermite. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah,
aliens.
I think. Well, no, I think he's trying to be funny with the alien thing, but either way, I still think it's the. I don't know. What is this? Hold on. Maybe not. I don't know. Continue.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I mean, we're probably gonna wrap up the 9/11 stuff in a minute or so. You know, Justin, am I missing anything tonight for the 9/11 stuff? I wasn't really ready to do 9/11, so I didn't do any prep on it. I don't know if I forgot anything.
I wasn't really either. I wasn't planning to do a whole 9/11 special, but obviously we had a bunch of people tonight that were. Interested in 9/11, so you know, we ended up putting on a impromptu show on it.
I thought we came up with a lot of evidence, considering we weren't prepared in the least bit.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you want to go look at the whole ball of wax. I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm sorry that I don't believe that. Look, they didn't need to. If these buildings were made of, if there was parts that were not finished, if there was. Brian, did you even show them the pictures of the floors not being finished, of the impact, the supposed impact zones?
No, I'll do that now.
Post them the hollow towers. Maybe that will somewhat, you know, ring some truth into them that shows that, you know, that these buildings were never finished all the way. You don't need anything exotic to take them down. You take it down like a regular building, and then you flood the area with smoke while you're doing it.
That's it. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. I'm grabbing the pictures right now. This one is from 1978, 6 years after completion. After the building's been completed, not only has it been completed, it's supposedly, not only is it supposedly being occupied, more specifically, it's being occupied by Marsh McLennan, by Cantor Fitzgerald, by other companies that lost all these people allegedly. And guess what? The floors that they're on, supposedly, you can see clear through them. Clear through them. And these are the same floors that not only did the so-called jumpers supposedly jump from, these are the same floors that the airplane supposedly hit. Oh, nothing funny here. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move on. Just move on. Nothing to see here. You can see through the whole top half of the building, basically, in the picture. Never mind the picture from 72, which I'm going to get to once I dig it up, which was supposedly right after it was completed. But, you know, where is it? I have it somewhere. I'll get it up there.
Do you guys see that? How the top floors where Cantor Fitzgerald and Marshall McLennan were mostly at are transparent. You can see through them. Also, you can go back to the to the whole art student thing and see that they run unfinished floors. You know that there was no what's the word I'm looking for. You know, there was no ceilings even, just you know, empty.
I just posted them for the people to look.
Yeah, totally empty.
Go to our group, guys, and look at the last two pictures I just posted. Okay, Now, is it really that absurd to think that people weren't on these floors?
Then we have elevators that didn't even stop at these floors.
Yeah, the main elevators, they don't even go there. They just skip right over those floors. All of them. All the floors of the impact zone, the elevators don't stop at. I guess there's nothing to worry about there either. I mean, that doesn't raise a red flag. I guess I'm just psyoping it out.
Yeah, and Marsha McLennan, it was a Henry Kissinger front group too as well. It makes sense, you know. Of course you're going to use a CIA front group for, a Henry Kissinger front group for this.
Yep, you know, you could obviously... Justin Lau was asking where the photos are. They're up in the Facebook group. There's a link again right there in the chat.
Yeah, I'll refresh the Facebook group. Tell me when he's there, and I'll accept him if he needs it.
Oh yeah, good idea.
What's that?
To accept him if he needs. Oh no, there's nobody waiting to get in the group. There's no thing over here to add anybody that's waiting to get in.
No, I haven't seen it either.
I don't know. I think the photos that we've been providing all day of all these different things, whether it's the planes, the towers, the collapse footage, the jumpers, the baby, I think the Photoshop, the victims, don't you think that's better evidence than the goddamn stuff you're posting here? I mean, come on, man. What's up with the picture from Star Wars with the Death Star? Like, what am I even – I'm not even going to open that. You know what I mean? And I love Star Wars. God knows what disinfo is in there.
What, is it a picture of the Death Star or what?
Yeah, you put a picture of the Death Star.
Oh, yeah. I see that. Yeah, it's –
the incomplete Death Star.
Yeah, what is this remote view stuff, you know? I know what remote viewing is. I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't know.
It's something we're not even going to get into. It's just ridiculous. Jeff had sent me a song. Jeff, I'm going to play that song on the next break, I promise. I don't mean to keep skipping over it. I lost it the last time I was ready to cue it up. I'll definitely play that on the next break, which we will have another break tonight. It won't be for a little bit, but that'll be the next song I play, I promise. Definitely. What's up in the chat, Justin? Anybody asking anything, or are we ready to move on?
Let me see. No, there's nothing new in here, I don't believe.
All right, so, you know, let's put away the distraction for a minute of Michael and just pretend he doesn't exist. Let's sum it up. What have we learned tonight? Well, we've learned that the planes were fake. I think we've proven that beyond a reasonable doubt. And if you don't think we have, please go back and look at what we've shown. And then there's more. Guys, there's 47, you know, supposed amateur videos of the plane. Okay, so there's like 47 angles for you to look at. Like I said, besides the plane being halfway in the building and all that stuff, we have shots that absolutely discredit each other. They just can't be of the same event. You know, you got the plane coming in from the top and doing a 45-degree, you know, or even more, dive into the tower. And then you have a video of what's supposed to be the same plane, same tower. And the thing's coming in, like, barely over the skyline. And then it goes in, like, a 45-degree angle at the last second and goes up into the tower. And then you got other ones where it comes just straight in. And then you've got all of them that you can compare. You can compare all of them. You can freeze frame any one of them. And you can almost always see that they go halfway in the building without it going through. The famous Evan Fairbanks footage. How about that one? When it goes in the building. And it's like, it just goes halfway in. And there's even freeze frames of it that have been shown by them. But they don't, like, try and show the plane. They try and show, like, Evan's reaction after the plane hits. But you can see the plane, like, halfway in the building in the background. It's like, come on, man. He doesn't even react until, like, way late. He doesn't react right when he should, you know, when the thing hits it and there's a big explosion. It's like delayed by a few seconds. It's like their timing's off, you know. And I know Equinox did some great work on our forum. If you guys want to visit our forum later and check it out, I'll get a link for it so you guys can see the work that he did showing those three angles, the three drastically different angles of the plane that I'm talking about, the dive bomber one and the one where it goes up and the one where it goes straight in. I mean, just right there. You know you're not looking at a real event, because how can the real event be different on three different videos. You know what I mean? It just can't be. It's just not possible, you know? In all reality, it's a fake event, and they should have – I can't even really say all reality, but, I mean, it was a fake event, and they should have got their shit together better. That's what they should have done, but they didn't. They didn't go back and edit it enough. They got to
– Well, you know what? I mean, I almost wonder, did they want – so you know, I almost wonder if they wanted this to go on, knowing that 90% of the public, you know, wouldn't believe it anyway.
Yeah,
you know?
And the other 10% would argue with each other.
Exactly what's happening.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look how we just wasted a half hour, you know, on this guy, you know. I thought we had a pretty good show up until that. I don't want to keep arguing either, you know. I've answered enough questions for Michael. We don't have anything left to prove to him. He's obviously just going to be a dick. So we can just ignore him now. And I don't think anybody's going to think we're psyops for that. Because I've been answering questions all night without any hesitation.
Yeah, And he's been attacking us and everything else. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm not worried about this guy or his agenda or whatever he's worried about. You know, I just think it's funny. You know, especially, we're all on the same side here as far as, you know, looking for the truth. We do have a little different version of it, but I don't know. I think that. Him blowing up like that, just you know, I don't know. I think it just there's no reason to blow up like that. I think that he maybe has a little case of hero worship, takes a little far. I don't know.
Yep.
But that's all I gotta say about that.
Absolutely. All right, guys, we're gonna take our last break of the night. All right. And when we come back, we're going to get into some other stuff. We're going to wrap up 9/11 for now. I think you guys know pretty much everything we had to say. I will give you guys, because I don't want to leave anybody hanging there, I will give you guys some links to some more of our work, some more of our research, and I'll give you the link to our show that we actually did on this where we were prepared and we walked into it knowing we were doing 9/11 and had everything ready. Not to say that it's a big deal because as everybody that knows me knows, I'm knee-deep in this shit. So, I mean, I have everything on my computer. It's not like I wasn't able to pull everything up tonight. But, I mean, I was uploading things as we go and pausing and, you know, things. I might have got sidetracked a few times here and there. Or I might have forgot some things. I didn't have my notes written down or whatever. I'm going to give you a real thorough 9/11 show on this. And we also had James Sloan on for that whole show. And James Sloan's a really smart guy, excellent researcher. He joins us a lot. He was actually on last week. He was on tonight for about 10-15 minutes, but he had a fly. He couldn't stick around. I want you guys to check that show out after. I mean, even if you liked everything you heard tonight and, you know, you think we're definitely on the right track, you should still check that show out because I have more evidence there, more stuff I'm going to walk you through, more stuff on the jumpers, more stuff on the collapse footage in particular that we're going to get into on that show. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure if you're interested at all in what we said tonight that you will want to go listen to that other show. I know I would. You know, I'd be listening to it right when we got off the air tonight probably. And it's right on the website here. It's not hard to get to. It's just another page. You go to the page, you hit the play button, and just listen to us talk like we did tonight. Except, you know, we won't be there live interacting with you, but just listen to us talk, and then you'll we'll address all these different things plus more. And we will show you other evidence that I didn't even get to tonight. Other videos, including the Nose Out video and some of these other ones that were addressed tonight that we've already debunked, you know? We've already gone down that whole road. It's already been done over and over again. We're going to take our last break right here, play a quick song, and we come back. Me and Justin got a couple other things you might want to get into, and I know Justin wants to talk about the Olympics a little bit. And I kind of cut him short earlier because he was kind of just filling time, teasing it a little bit before James could get on. We're definitely going to get into that a little bit. And we touched on it for a few minutes, definitely, but I got a few more things to say on it, too, and other false flag events. And I wanted to get into how coming across 9/11 and all these other things and how waking up has changed us, changed my life, you know, changed the way I look at what's important, the way I view things, the way I do things, the way I feel about people, the way people feel about me, some of the burden that we've taken on and some of the rewards, you know, from how you feel after you wake somebody else up to this material. It's very rewarding, especially when you get them to realize about the fake planes or the, you know what I mean? And anything, anything to do with the fake planes or the fake video or any of the CGI effects. So many people have told me I'm crazy. I don't care. I'm not crazy. Look at the shot of the Ben Reisman one I showed. There's a friggin' tree missing in one of the images. It's gone. You know what I mean? Like, I could see if maybe somebody's shirt was changed. Maybe somebody would think that was minor or a color error on the camera or something crazy. But how does a tree get up and disappear in a few frames of video where it should clearly be in the shot? And this happens everywhere. There's buildings that disappear. Buildings, okay? Now, I wasn't prepared and didn't have all the building videos ready from other buildings, but I've got some of them in that radio show that I'm going to show you guys, okay? Justin in the chat wants to know if I've seen the fake duplicate birds. I have, Justin. It's ridiculous. The birds flying through the smoke and everything, I have seen that. I have seen that. And it's not real. I mean, it's ridiculous. So there's so many fake things going on. It's like, come on, man. You guys, it's like Hollywood or a video game. Take your pick. You know, take your pick. It's really bad. But guys, we're going to take our last break right here. We come back, we're going to talk about those things I just mentioned. Maybe talk a little bit about something we mentioned last week about how our tax money goes to every Israeli citizen, averages, you know, $23,000. I'm sure it doesn't go to every citizen. I'm sure there's a trickle-up effect to some select few. And I'm sure some citizen, you know, they all get something. But I'm sure it's not even across the board. But if you averaged it out, we're giving them $23,000 a head out of our tax money every year. And we're funding their military and everything else. It's just like, why? You gotta, you know, it's just why? Why are we doing that? For this little tiny country, we're gonna take this quick break. Justin in the chat, if you can, I don't have the fake birds handy. If you do have the fake birds on file, people in the chat are asking for them. Please post them. Please post them. We'll post them in our Facebook group.
Yeah, definitely.
Post them in both. I'd like to see them again. I haven't seen them in a few months, but I have seen them. I do know exactly what you're talking about, Justin, on the Skype.
They're birds the size of, like, airplanes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're birds that are, like, the size of airplanes. It's just absolutely absurd. Guys, we'll be right back. Thank you for listening. We got probably about an hour left to go, and you're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook, only on TheRealNewsOnline.com. Okay, everybody, thank you for sticking with us. That was our last break of the night, guys. That was the last one we're going to take. I want to thank everybody for sticking with us. We went through a lot of valuable 9/11 information tonight. You know, like I said, we kind of did it on the fly because people were asking about it in the chat, right, as the show had just started. You know, we were going to go down some other roads tonight, but I'm always down to talk 9/11, honestly. I mean, I don't give a crap, you know. I mean, I'll talk 9/11 all day. I just want you guys to know that normally I would be a little more prepared. I would have a little more stuff, and I do have more stuff for you guys to see, so don't think I showed it all to you. You probably saw 75% of it, though. I mean, you really did, maybe even more. But I do have more, and I promise you, right, you know, if not before the show, right as the show gets off the air, the first thing I'm going to do is grab all the links I can to give you guys, you know, information to my forum, to those other pictures I said I wanted to show you, and definitely to the radio special we did with James Sloan. You guys need to hear that, okay? That's the one thing you guys need to hear the most, okay? Right now, we're going to get into the Olympics closing ceremonies a little bit and all the predictions that went before it, people saying that something was going to happen and all these videos people were putting up with subliminal messages in there where it really did look like they were going to do something. And I'm going to kind of take a backseat here and let Justin kind of hog the mic a little bit, because I kind of hogged the mic tonight, and this is his show too, and his specialties, you know, definitely would be, this would be his ballpark more than mine. So go ahead,
yeah,
Justin.
A little bit. Definitely not a specialty, kind of a man of all seasons when it comes to research, you know. But definitely I'm interested in the esoteric and the occult, as far as, you know, looking into it and how they use it to manipulate events. And
I'm very interested in it. I'm very interested in it. I just don't know what you know. You know mounds more than I do about this stuff, and I just soak it all in, and I love it. I love when you go down this road. It adds a new spin to the show, you know? It's like a good balance between me and you. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely, man, definitely. We, you know, that's why I always wanted, you know, we were both at that other radio station there. You know, we figured we had to do a show together. Yeah, no, definitely, man. You know, and here's the thing. I mean, as we know, nothing happened at the Olympic Games itself. We started out, talked about this a little at the beginning. But I think the main thing there was all that fear porn that was pushed through the alternative media and whatnot was enough just to make certain people, you know, scared about certain things. It just made for, you know, a summer of fear. And I think that, the you know, like, as we know, that they do, you know, for some reason, you know, feed off our emotions, especially the negative ones. You know, and it goes more and more to the more innocent you are, the more powerful your, you know, your energy is to them. And that's why you see these Disney movies with, you know, phalluses and everything else in them, you know, and all this other stuff. But, you know, getting back to the Olympics, you know, we talked a little bit about it before, but, you know, I just couldn't believe that I saw they ended it with a phoenix rising out of a fire cauldron, you know, rising up to the, you know, to a pyramid. And it's, you know, like I got into a little bit before about, you know, the phoenix, but that's probably one of their biggest symbols. I would say more than, probably almost more than anything than the all-seeing eye. I would say the phoenix is probably next in line, you know, but, yeah, you know, and also during the whole thing we saw, you know, there's a lot of stuff there that's harmless, you know, as far as the opening closing ceremonies go, but they definitely put in a lot of crazy stuff. I will say, you know, during the Olympics there was, you know, a few good things. I did watch a tiny bit of it. I watched, you know, I was happy to see the guy that was born without any legs, you know, going running that race and everything, you know, and. You know, glad to see Phelps win the medals and the girls beat volleyball teams. Some volleyball, you know. But getting back to it all, you know, I just think that the whole thing though is you know, you put these people in this, you know, ritualistic type thing and subject them to, you know, to the opening and closing ceremonies. I think it's just, you know, never mind all the people that are watching on TV. It's just like I said, it's totally energy vampirism. But, you know, getting back to, you know, there's some more pictures. I should have downloaded them all to look through them. I'll probably do a little breakdown of them next week. But I just thought that was the most telling picture of them all. You know, right there, there's a lot of numerology involved in all of this, too. We talked, you know, we've said it before how the, you know, the what do you call, Aurora shooting actually was a, you know, comes out to be 7-7 again, too. You know, our every week listeners heard me say this last week, but, you know, for those who don't know what I mean, July 20th, 2012. 7 from July, you know, the 7th month, and then you get the 2 from 20, add it to the 2 from 2012, from the, and then the 1 and the 2 from 2012, and you get 7. So you have a 7-7, and that was the shooting. And then we also had these other shootings, that rounds out 3 of them. You know, you had the Sikh shooting, and all you see in that too was a lot of, even though it was a Sikh shot, it wasn't Muslims, you know, but we saw a whole thing of a white nationalist type guy, you know, and supposedly and goes and guns down all these people. And in one CNN article, I read 3 times just the word 9/11. So, you know, they do this every year before 9/11, starting in August. They start ratcheting up the fear for the 9/11 season, you know, because that's what it's turned into. It was turned into a season full of, you know, tear-jerking documentaries and then playing United 93 and playing all these different things to make you all patriotic and make you hate Muslims. You know, and that's pretty much what it comes down to. But, you know, the getting back to the Olympics, though, you know, the whole thing of this, the Zion theme that we've talked about, it's just about the New World Order and the Age of Aquarius and building the New Jerusalem. And that's why, you know, they tried so hard and made sure that that symbol for that Olympics was Zion. You had the, you know, the two Olympic mascots were, Mandeville and what's the other one? Someone could post it for me. But right there, Mandeville. you know, you see it right in the guy's name. And these were transhumanist looking things with no faces, one eye, you know, and all this, you know, and nobody thought they were attractive. It's not like you would want to go grab a stuffed animal for your kid of them or anything. You know, the whole thing is, it was just an event, and I think the main thing was just to get everybody nervous about what was going on and whatnot, and to keep us out there, you know, trying to call these false flags. It's not 2001 anymore, where you know, we have so many researchers working on this stuff nowadays that, you know, back in 2001, when you know nowadays, if we saw them go and have say Assange from Syria, if we saw or Joseph Kony, say a journalist went and saw Joseph Kony in the woods, and they said they couldn't find this guy, you know, like in 2001 with Bill Cooper talking about, you know, Osama bin Laden, with this jerk off reporter goes and finds Osama bin Laden and, you know, in Afghanistan, you know, it's a lot easier. But nowadays, it's, you know, they know there's so many of us at it, and obviously they've made it this way. So they want to keep, you know, making us shout out these false flags going to happen here, false flags going to happen there. And then when they don't happen, it makes us lose, you know, credibility to the people out there that are on the fence with this stuff. So, I mean, I think that's mostly the main point about this. You know, I did see some weird things, though, as far as in the closing ceremonies as well. For one, I believe there was 101 cars involved. Whatever it was, it was 100. It ended up being, you know, they come to the number 11. All this certain things. You had 11 dancers. You know, 11's a number for sorcery. You know, then you had other things there, like you had these newspaper articles, you know, newspapers wrapped around cars, wrapped around everything. One of them said something like "Winter of Discontent," you know, and it makes you wonder, you know, is that foreshadowing, you know, a rough winter? They you know, blatantly throwing it in our face, you know. And then we had a lot of you know, music stuff, and we had, you know, a full-on, you know, illumination ceremony where they you know, passed the torch to Brazil or whatnot. And just like the Beijing closing ceremonies where they did the whole 7-7 bus theme, you know, it's just, it's, these people get off on it. And also to mention, you had Prince Harry there for Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth wasn't there she was there at the opening ceremony, but wasn't at the closing ceremony. And he was there to represent her. So it kind of symbolizes going from the old to the new. You know, and a lot of people have speculated that Harry is the Antichrist and whatnot, or William is, or whatever. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if there's a singular Antichrist. I don't know if that's – I think it's really just more or less a series of Antichrists, or, you know, a series of people they're putting up as Antichrists or whatever. You know, and so it really – you know, it makes you wonder. But, you know, as far as, you know, it goes to behind this, while this thing was going on, it looked like it said OTO, and the letters in the wall, you know, when the Phoenix was rising up. I want to double check on this, because the picture resolution I had wasn't that great. So I do want to look into it. But if that's the case, OTO obviously stands for Ordo Templi Orientis, which is Aleister Crowley's little secret society, the same one that Hitler and all of them are involved in, the same one that many occultists today are involved in. And that's the whole 93, you know, where we got the whole Thelema thing, the 93. And also he was, you know, into the Kabbalah as well. And also, you know, the 7-7 thing comes from him. Also, Crowley was a Brit. You know, besides that, like I said, I do want to break down the pictures a lot more, because there's tons of pictures. I saw 200 and something pictures, but I only looked through about 40 or 50 of them. And actually, I have an account, but, you know, of what happened here and there. But actually, you know, I'd definitely like to look in it more and see, you know, besides the blatant sun worship, besides, like, you know, the blatant sorcery and whatnot, you know, to see what else they were, you know, what other messages they were trying to include in here. I definitely would like to hear Connie Rabasco's take on it too. I know they did a whole breakdown on their last podcast, but But either way, maybe we'll have her on sometime too as well. But you know, as far as the whole pet goat thing goes, and you know that whole thing, and how this all connects to it. So maybe I'll have some more information after listening to that. I think that's it for the Olympics. You know, for the most part, I think you know that really sums up. Yes, Mandeville and Wenlock. Thank you. Wenlock. You know that. Wenlock sounds pretty. You know, like where do they get these names from? What man, devil, man, you know, Mandeville, man, devil, and Wenlock. You know, so there you go. It's almost like man, devil, and Menlock. You know, you know, I'm trying to see if there's
like
any
the man and the devil are in wedlock, like they're one, right? I mean, that's
right,
what it
right,
like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it sounds like. I don't want to read too much into it, but I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, or you know, or it could be when could be you know new lock, you know, and that's the thing, you know, it wouldn't be surprised me if there was an anagram in there, or even just look into Wenlock. I'm sure there's probably something on that too, you know, and like everything else, they carefully pick these things. You know, it's not on an accident that these things are picked or whatever. You know, besides that, I'm trying to think of what else has been going on. Right? Did you want to get into, you know, as far as you're saying, like you want to talk about how you got into the truth movement, or you know, how you started researching and whatnot, and is there something else you wanted to get into too, or any points you wanted to add as far as you know,
I was gonna do all that, but that was just kind of to fill some time. But we've been going for. 4.5 hours, and I know you might have to, you know, work in the morning and stuff, and I gotta work tomorrow night, so I think we'll probably wrap it up. I just as far as the ceremonies, all I wanted to say was, it's never gonna be easy to predict one of these things, you know. It's never gonna be the obvious, and the Olympics seem to be the obvious, but I understand why everybody was, and nobody was saying, you know, 100% it's gonna happen and trying to fear monger or anything like that. But we just all, you know, if we thought if something was going to happen, yeah, we thought if something was going to happen, I mean, it did seem likely that it would be the Olympics, you know, didn't it? I mean, it's, you know, the big world stage, everybody be watching, and I mean, look at all the symbolism that went on at the end of it. I mean, I wasn't watching that live, but people that were expecting something and know what's going on and watching that live must have been holding their breath.
Oh yeah, definitely. Now this went on for hours too. It's just, you know, the whole thing went on for hours and hours. You know, I'd say 3 hours was the closing ceremony. So I would think so too. You know, but again, it was, you know, pretty much like everything else. It's, you know, we're still at the wait and see thing. Wait and see where they go with this next. You know, what are they going to do? You know, are they going to pretend to jerk the election one way or another? You know, as far as, you know, pretend that Romney got cheated, or pretend that Obama got cheated, just to make the divide in America more, because it seems like that's what they've been going for. Or are they going to, you know, is it going to go through without a hitch? And, you know, I don't know. I can't see too many people being content with a Romney or an Obama administration. Not that they do anything, but I can't see. You know, maybe that's why I could see Romney more getting into it, unless what they want to do is if they put Obama back in, it's going to cause violence right away. I really think there's going to be, and maybe that's what they want. So, you know, that makes sense why they would put a dead duck like Romney up there, just to, you know, I don't know. I've been saying for a while that I think Obama's done, but it would make sense to. The only reason that would make sense is if you wanted violence, whether it was staged or not, hey, you'll have real violence with how mad people are going to be, especially if they pretend that Romney got jerked at the last second and you know, that they had the Black Panthers at the polls blocking white people from getting through and voting is going to be on Glenn Beck and Michael Savage, I'm sure, you know, and stuff like that, just to, inflame the hate and get the white and black hate going back and forth at each other. Because, you know, when you can't point a finger at a Muslim, what do? You point it at a Mexican. When you can't point the finger at the Mexican, you know, it's black versus white again, and that's how they do it, you know, and it's sad. And hey, if it's a white guy, well, you know, then it's got to be a Christian fundamentalist, or it's got to be a conspiracy theorist, or, you know, that's how they you know, they run with it. And it's always the single gunman narrative, and you know, it gets old after a while. But yep, the people out there still eat it up, and I'll never get it. I'll never get how, you know, besides the fact that it's, you know, what you don't know doesn't hurt you, I guess. It's just cognitive dissonance, so.
Yeah. Absolutely. What else? Anything else, or?
Well, Cheryl was saying a lot of violence if he isn't in two, it's all bullshit. Possibly. I do think that the left is more, like, they haven't had 4 years to be incensed by Romney yet, so I think that they may, you know, sit back a little bit and not exactly go violent, whereas I see, like, the Tea Party types, you know, being fucking pissed, and especially, you know, I guess either, you know, either way, if they pretend to jerk it, yeah, we could see, you know, hey, nobody knows how to riot like, you know, like minorities. I mean, I hate to sound like, but hey, they've done it before. They've made, you know, the Watts riots and L.A. riot, you know, so maybe we'll see which way they take it, but. You know, nothing like causing divide in the populace. Yeah, no, exactly. Black, white, not left. Yeah, no, you're 100% right, Cheryl. It's totally a, you know, it's totally just trying to divide you, you know, down whatever road they can. But yeah, that's all I have to add, pretty much. So,
all right.
I want to thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thanks everybody for listening. For anybody that's already heard all our 9/11 stuff, you know, sorry we backtracked, but I'm sure if you've heard it all, you're probably interested in hearing it again, just like we are, and just like we're interested in talking about it again. So I'm sure it didn't really bother you too much. I mean, this is what you're into. This is what you're into, and it's always good to go through the information, you know, several times. So, you know, I want to thank everybody that stayed around tonight. I want to apologize for the brief distraction we had with the Michael guy. Once I get off and, you know, take my dog out and stuff, and I get back and have a minute, I'll get him out of the group. And if anybody wants to chat on Facebook or anything, I'll be up for a little while. If you guys want to hit me up or post some stuff in the group, or you guys just want to talk on there, whatever you guys want to do, I'll be up for a little bit. And I'm always around. You guys know where my Facebook group is now. You obviously know which profile is mine. Just hit it up. Send me a request. I accept everybody. Yeah, I mean, anybody that's still here listening, I mean, you guys, it's, you know, it's 3:30 in the morning. You guys are awesome. You know, you guys are awesome for sticking around, and we really do appreciate it. And I don't know, any show ideas you guys want for next week, you know, let us know. Drop them in the chat here, or the best place to put them actually would be in the Facebook group. But if you're not on Facebook, you can leave them here in the chat. I'll make sure I come back and check it, you know, periodically or whatever. You know, if you leave the, you know, come in our Facebook group and just, you know, let us know what's going on, you know, whatever we're missing, fill us in if you know something, and then we can look into it and have some time to break it down and break it down with the other group members and stuff and see if maybe we want to talk about it next week, because we don't have anything, you know, rock solid lined up. We always figure something out. A lot of times we wing it, you know. Sometimes last week me and Justin didn't know what we were going to talk about at all. We just went on the air and we talked for 5.5 hours. I mean, it was great. And we had James Sloan was on with us too. I want to thank him. He chimed in briefly tonight. You guys didn't hear him too long. But if you guys do listen to that 9/11 special, you guys will hear me, Justin, and James tearing the whole thing apart, giving you more information. And I really do suggest that a lot. James is a really smart guy. And I want to thank everybody that's ever helped us along the way here. I want to thank Equinox for all the great video research he's done. And a lot of the stuff I showed you, I wouldn't have known without him, you know, without stumbling across his information. The other people that have, you know, people that have come before us, the people that have, you know, done all the research, you know. We can't take credit. I mean, we do our research. Other people have done research before us. We're not saying we're the ones that originally discovered anything. We're just, you know, putting everything together.
Not by any stretch of the imagination.
No, some people try and put words in my mouth and say that we've said that, and nobody's ever said that. I know Justin's never said it. I know I've never said it, okay? We've realized things, you know? I don't think we've discovered anything for the first time. We've realized things that happened that, you know, it's just come time for us to realize it. That's all for tonight, guys. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You can find us usually every Tuesday night we're on, But sometimes I do have a fluctuating work schedule, so sometimes we go on Wednesday, maybe even Thursday. But just make sure you check in with us before Tuesday nights, because Tuesday night, 10 o'clock, is what we shoot for, okay? That's what we shoot for, and if we're going to be late, we're going to be late. We'll let you know. We try not to go later than 11. Sometimes if it's going to be later than that, we usually schedule for the next night. You've been listening to Dose of Reality Radio with your hosts, Brian Stavely, Justin Cook. You've been listening to us on therealnewsonline.com. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And anybody that wants to meet up tonight or get some more the evidence I said I would provide and the links, I will do that in about 10 minutes in the Facebook group and in the chat, okay? Thank you, everybody, and have a good night.
You know, the day destroys the night. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there.